Welcome everyone to this new episode of the podcast of the Cataclysma Improvisation Festival. The guest of this last episode will be Illy Adato, curator of the WHO Festival, a really beautiful and almost unique kind of festival hosted in several European countries, with a very large and supportive community behind. We are going to listen to some music from the festival archives, and then we are going to hear from Illy's voice what is the vision behind the festival.
Brace. Well, done well to get, obviously get the goal and get back in the game. But yeah, mistakes. We're fantastic side, and all the moments that I've heard, deserve to win.
So, we are heading to the end of this episode with our last guest, Illy Adato, curator of the Who Festival, a really beautiful and almost unique kind of festival, hosted in several European countries, with a very large and supportive community behind. First, we are going to play some music from the festival archives, and then we are going to hear from Illy a little bit of history of the events.
Who Festival is a labor of love. You know, it's something that I've been holding inside of me for many years. It's really about the cross-disciplinary concepts. It's about people getting together and creating in the moment. For me, the improvisation is one of the only form of art, one of the only forms of art that is actually manifested in the here and now. And it only exists in the here and now. Even if you hear a recording, it's already not the same of the original experience. So I'm in my professional life as a therapist, as a facilitator of changes and healing and therapeutic processes for many people. I hold a lot of respect and I see the power of doing things here and now, in the moment. So since 2013, I've been making festivals around the concept of here and now. So art here and now, music here and now, cross-disciplinary here and now, dance and music, all happening in the moment, and create a framework with various projects and with the festival. A framework where we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We don't really need to know what's going to happen. And there is trust. Trust that there will be people who speak a similar language to us, similar artistic, expressive language to us. And most of the people, they meet on stage for the first time. So maybe a painter or a dancer meeting two or three musicians. And something happens. Something happens in the moment. We can't predict it. We can just trust that it will unfold. So you can say this entire project with U Festival, you know, it's been going on in Israel, in Spain, in Turkey, in London, in Italy, in Sicily. You can say that it is all based on trust. Trusting the moment and trusting the community, you know, the family that we create. So that's basically the motivation. That's what pushed me into creating U Festival. And that's basically the way I work, the way I do my music, the way I create my projects. Well, if you are creating in the here and the now, then anything in the environment, anything in the inner world of the musicians, anything in the atmosphere that is created by getting together and you know, sometimes eating together, drinking together, cooking together, especially when we are in Sicily, in Bustani Bleu. Of course, it creates something. It's like putting the oil, you know, in the engine, so it works more smoothly. It's like putting the oil in the salad, it makes it more homogeneous, and it tastes like, you know, there is something that links all the elements together. So the place, definitely the vibration, the vibe when we work in Bustan in Sicily is different to when we do it in Amsterdam. And at the same time, there is something that is synonymous, you know, something that is parallel in every time we meet, because there is that particular sense, there is that particular intention. And the intention for me, and then I know for most people like you who are part of the U family, is to create these situations where we use pure creativity. So on one hand, it is interesting how it is influencing, because of course different cultures will provide different atmosphere. And it also, there is something very similar in terms of the vibe, in terms of how people are participating and the attitudes and the intention the individual artists are bringing with them. You can say that. You can definitely see that there is the certain vibe that goes across wherever we are, you know. And then there's always also the attitude, you know, the attitude from the people who are organizing this, you know, kind of leading this, traveling around the world, putting it together. There's always that atmosphere of welcome. You know, we welcome new people to join the O family. We welcome local artists. We always combine the ensembles to include local artists from the city where we are, and those visiting artists who are the nomadic traveling family of O Festival. So yes, it's a good way to interact. And yeah, it is interesting that there is like a bubble. We create a bubble, a creative bubble, which has a similar energy inside. And it's something that we take into each and every country with us. So we acknowledge the diversity of the local culture. And we also bring something of the U spirit. You know, the U spirit is non-judgment and inclusive and open to interpretation and improvisation, of course. Creation. It's about creation, co-creation. In my work as a therapist and as a facilitator of groups and some shamanic work that I do, there is also an element of we go and visit the future in a way. We go and visit the future with visualization and meditation and other trance-like elements. So in a way, when I pick up the ensembles, the members of the ensembles, I project myself into the moment in which they begin to play. And I listen with my whole body, so I have a sense. It's kind of a sense in the body. It's an intellectual understanding of the instruments and the people, most of the time, if I know them. But really, it's about having this kind of total, full-body experience that happens in the future, so it's a projection into the future. And then I get a vibe, I get a sense, yeah? Is this working? Does it feel that it's flowing? Is it offering something challenging and interesting and deep? And sometimes it feels like, yes, this is exactly it, so I put it down. Or sometimes it feels like, maybe something a little bit softer here, you know, maybe a string instrument, maybe a wind instrument here. So it is like I have a palette of paint, you know, lots of paint, a big brush, and the next festival is an empty canvas. And then I can draw with these colors and these different sounds and different qualities of sound and how they fit together. So I use my whole body. I use everything I know, basically. So it's a lot of fun. The Facebook group for O Festival, it's OOOH Festival. Or you can also hashtag OOOH Fest. Is on Facebook. We have a lot of activity on Facebook, big group, more than 1,000 members. And you can email me, Illi, I-L-L-I, at OFEST, so it's OOHFEST.com. And you can put your request to join. We're going to do July. It's going to be July 2021 in Sicily, in Bustani Bleo. So it's in Ragusa, just 10 minutes walk from Ragusa Ibla. And there will be something. I don't know how big it's going to be. This year it has to be a little bit small because of COVID. But for next year, if everything is well and Bill Gates vaccinated everybody, then we could do a big one. It's going to be a celebration, a celebration of life, celebration of, you know, a new chapter, I guess, a big growth for all of us, a lot of learning, being on our own and, you know, a little bit isolated from the creativity, from the working together. So we will do something big. So July beginning, usually the third week of July, 1 week long festival. And, you know, it's all, we stay together, camp, eat, cook, and many other things. And so it's going to happen. So if you want to take part, musicians, artists, dancers, visual arts, video artists, all invited to send their samples of their work, links to their websites and activities. And then we will look up, put them up on the lineup for next year. And then when things get better with traveling and with moving about, no restrictions, then there will be more dates in other countries. So 2021, we will be back. I just hope that it will be early in 2021 and not we don't have to wait only for July in the summer. And yeah, what you describe, yeah. You know, your experience is it fits with my intention. That is my intention. The intention is to be inclusive and to be welcoming and to be non-judgmental and not to make it that one has to be virtuoso in order to be part of a creative process. In fact,
yeah, that's important.
The contribution of those who are not virtuosi can be stronger and more interesting to the concept, to the output of the music, than it is if it all is perfect and polished.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to know more about the festival, you can join the WHO community on their Facebook page. If you want to support Cataclisma, you can donate on the Cataclisma Bandcamp profile, or you can visit the website cataclismafestival.bigcartel.com, where you can buy t-shirts and other stuff. If you want to listen again to the music our guests recorded for the festival, you can find it on cataclismaimprovisationfestival.bandcamp.com. For every detail, visit our website crisisensemble.com.